What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, it's the Fan Club on 96.5 The Fan. Bink is in the middle of something at the moment.
No, I know.
I didn't want to say that you were gonna. That you were in the middle of something.
Bink is club ready.
No, I was talking to Rob Collins. Rob Collins, sports director, Fox 4.
Hey guys, appreciate you having me, man.
He's my mother approved.
Oh, good. Tell mother mom approved. We said hello.
We like to watch some Rob Collins.
You guys don't have any drinks, do you? We have some stuff in the fridge. I'll grab it.
I don't have crap.
I'll see if you guys want any of it.
That's the only reason I said I would come in, because you said you would have drinks
I know.
For us. Come on, man.
Come on,
we'll
Ben.
We'll get it.
I'm kidding.
Drew tried to go get some.
I'm kidding.
Some wine coolers before
No, I'm
the show.
Not drinking a wine cooler,
it's
man.
It's like Mike's Hard Lemonade or something. No, it's like, dude, no, Rob drinks whiskey or
yes.
Rob drinks beer. Rob Collins didn't go for your little Mike's Hard Lemonade.
No lemonades, man. No lemonades.
He's not going to do it. Valentine's Day's today. I just the
it
text
is?
Line didn't agree. Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? I mean, it's contrived. I mean, it's not even a hot take. I consider Groundhog Day more important because actually, you know, the groundhog's coming out. And you're finding out 6 more weeks of winter, so women don't want to hear that. But.
Spring 6 weeks away, regardless of what that varmint sees. Everybody knows that. But
at least you got something.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my wife. No, we've been married for almost 25 years, so Valentine's Day is probably not what it is to us. That everybody else and. I'm so frugal or cheap, depending on who you talk to. Here's what I do for Valentine's Day, Bink, and you'll love this. I'm going after I leave this. I got to go to the store. We're not going out. We're going to be home because I've been gone.
I like you. You've been gone a lot.
We've gone 8 days in New Orleans. So after I leave here, I'm going to the store. I'm making dinner tonight. We're going to sit in front of the TV and watch whatever we want to watch.
Binge watch.
Binge watch something. And I'll go to the store and I'll find a Valentine's card that I like. And I'll take a picture of it, and I'll text it to her. I'm not paying $9 for a card.
It gets ridiculous. Will she take an e-greeting?
Oh, yeah. We do this. She'll find a card, too, and text it back and forth to me. We're both on the same wavelength there.
That's perfect. She, I like that, though. That's actually smart.
I mean, she doesn't want flowers. She doesn't want chocolate. She doesn't want
any
of
that. Because for $7.99, they'll look at the card, and they'll throw it away. It'll be gone before you know it.
Or
they'll put it on the shelf.
It's like when you give kids money for Christmas.
Yeah, it's gone.
They never read the card.
No.
They just open it up to see what's falling out.
Yeah, they want to shake the card first. If there's no money in it, they don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that 100%.
That's why I only get lottery tickets and or gift cards for Christmas.
Yeah, I still get the kids lottery tickets in their stockings.
We
got Free State Oktoberfest here.
And we got an engine oil.
We got engine oil. That's beautiful.
And we've got some chocolate ale. Nut. What's it say? Nut butter?
Well, if it's nut butter, I ain't drinking it, man.
Give me some nut butter, Rob. I'll take some of that nut butter. You drink that engine oil, we'll be good.
Peanut butter chocolate. Absence of light. Milk stout.
Hey, I like stouts.
I don't have my readers on, but what is this, 7% ABV?
Hey.
Okay, so there's also some Irish whiskey back there.
Okay.
I don't know if you want that
Rob
instead.
Likes whiskey.
I'll hold out for that. I'm not much of a beer guy.
Some
Rob
Irish
likes whiskey.
I know. I
like
I knew
beer.
That
when I'm playing golf, because you can't drink whiskey playing golf, because then it gets crazy.
Text line says my wife Venmo'd me $8 car, $8, and said she wasn't going to buy me a card. Even better.
See, right.
They make cards now with Venmo in them. Like you can
really,
yeah, you can scan it or whatever. And so when they open it, they get the Venmo, whatever you Venmo them.
Interesting. So. I don't have Venmo, so I'm still in the dark age.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. We're about the same. Oh, you brought me the dead gum bottle. All right.
We got whiskey for Rob Collins.
Love it. Thank you.
Where did this come from?
Irish whiskey.
Did we just hide it or what? We have it in the office. Where the hell does
Drew got it out of Specs' front desk, top drawer?
Yeah, it's like, where are we hiding this? This is better than nut butter.
Yeah, here's the camera. It's, I don't know, two-thirds gone.
Have some whiskey.
Super Bowl is rough on everybody, apparently.
You know what? I do want to talk about that.
We have to a little bit, right?
So you were down in the Big Easy.
Yes, sir.
And I've got a lot of family down in Louisiana. Great state. I love Cajun food, by the way.
Me too.
Like, I'm a huge fan of po' boys. Well, or
growing up in East Texas, I mean, we're close enough. Oh. We'd always get that stuff.
I love.
Ooh, nice
love
Royals glass. It's nice.
Matter of fact.
Go ahead and use the glass if you want. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you just want me to drink straight out of the bottle?
Well, I didn't know if that's what you were feeling. Right?
That's what we got to do.
I didn't know if that's what you were feeling, Rob.
Well, no, it's not
Rob,
my bottle.
Rob, this place thinks farts are funny.
If it was my bottle, yes. Otherwise, no good.
Good stuff there. But yeah, so New Orleans, they don't live in New Orleans. They live in Shreveport and Bossier City area.
Oh, yeah.
Is where my family lives. But did you have fun in the Big Easy? Because I was watching. I watched your coverage down there every night, Rob. As some I didn't. Sometimes you said you were kicked out of the Superdome. You had to do it from outside.
Yeah, man. The security, obviously, which is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But the security was the most I've ever seen it covering any Super Bowl, and probably obviously because of what happened in the first of the year with the New Year's Day game, and then the president was coming to town, so security was a lot. I mean,
it's good to hear that was that way.
No, it was great. I never felt more safe anywhere in America. New Orleans that week was probably the safest place you could be in America, because walking down Bourbon Street on every corner, there are four or five guys with guns in hand, and I'm not talking about the ones you carry in your console or in your truck. Yes, National Guard, everybody was there. It was great. Security was great. I mean, we went through TSA probably half a dozen times every day, because when you go to the team, obviously media availabilities, you have to go through TSA. You go to the convention center, you go through TSA, and our poor camera guys, I mean, they have a carry cart with like 100 pounds of gear, and it takes forever because you have to take it all out. And they have to tag it, bag it, the dogs smell it. It's a lot, but I'm thankful for all the security. But after, you know, 4 or 5 days of it, working 16, 17-hour days, it get a little obnoxious.
I remember in Miami. Remember that? You joined me from the, I think, parking lot in Miami. Yeah. You were down there covering because it's a new thing, new experience. Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Miami was fun. Miami was so spread out, though, it made it fairly difficult because they had stuff at the convention center down on Miami Beach, and then, you know, the stadium's not really in Miami. It's Miami Gardens where the Hard Rock is. And then our hotel was out, and where the Chiefs were practicing, we're out. That was the weird thing this year, because, you know, Coach Reed likes to insulate all the players, right? True. When they were in Vegas, they were in Lake Las Vegas at the Raiders facility.
It was like 21 miles away.
And then when they were in Scottsdale, when they played in Phoenix, but they were downtown on Canal Street, like four blocks away from Bourbon Street,
in Tulane. Right.
Yeah, that's where they practiced, but their hotel was literally three blocks from Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So the roads were blocked off. I mean, it was kind of tough getting in and out of there. Same all week. There's 6,000 credentialed media for the game. You saw the pictures. People line up 2 hours prior to the podium for Mahomes and Kelsey. There's like 19 tripods in there by the time you start.
Yeah, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, no, it's a zoo. I mean, so I like some of those questions that are fun, but some of them are just like, oh my gosh, because, you know, we have stuff to do. We got so many shows to fill. You only get a few minutes with those guys, so getting in and getting out was rough. But I mean, it's a Super Bowl week. You expect it. I just didn't expect it to fall apart like that. I mean, we knew they've been band-aiding it, right, with the offensive line.
Yeah.
They did well so far. They got to the Super Bowl. It just finally caught up to them. I mean, I think they emptied the clip against Buffalo. That was one of the best games they played. And I think we all kind of got lulled into that false self-confidence that the offensive line could do it with Tooney out there. But you got to give it to Philadelphia, man.
No, they did two more sacks than the Chiefs during the regular season, right? It's not like they had this ultimate risk. They didn't even blitz. I mean, it was just for the front. But Tooney, he's a guard.
He's a guard.
I get geeky with Drew here because he's got 2-inch shorter arms than what Andy Reid wants his tackles. 32 1/4.
Sure.
He likes 34 1/4 for a reason. But yes, the game was over from the start, though. I mean, it wasn't one of these like typical Chiefs where you wait till the end or whatever. Right. Hey, you knew that bad boy was done in the beginning. Yeah, they were down 10. You're like, oh, the Chiefs love being down 10. Different feel to that.
Because I looked at Harold Koontz in the press box. We were sitting next to each other. And after Mahomes threw that second pick, I looked over. I'm like, bro, this game is over. It's reminiscent of the Tampa Bay Super Bowl. They had no time. They couldn't do anything. Mahomes running for his life. Well, they had 3 rush yards in the first half. They abandoned the run game real quick.
Very quick. I remember there was 31-9 score. They got blown out. Well, what happened to them? Well, they went to the draft and they figured things out.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the AFC title game in overtime the next year. Should have won that game, but they lost that game to the Bengals. Then they go to the Super Bowl 3 straight times after that. And the funny thing is, I told Drew, it's like, if I'm the Chiefs, man, like I do the local interviews, but it's a big middle finger to a lot of these national media. This is crapping on the Chiefs. I remind people, Tom Brady's record after 5 Super Bowls was 3-2
mm-hmm.
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mahomes is 3-2.
Sure.
Brady was 34 when he was 3-2. Mahomes is 29.
Yeah.
Everybody said Brady was done. Like Rob Parker's made all these comments and stuff about Mahomes being washed and all this. Hey, he said this about Brady in 2012 when he was 35. Mm-hmm. When he was 37, he got his butt kicked at Arrowhead Stadium. Brady did.
I was at that game.
He got hammered right before the Royals played the A's in the wild card game the night before. Got hammered. People were thinking Brady should sit. And Belichick was on the Cincinnati. On the Cincinnati. He said it 5 times in that press conference. What's Brady do? He only goes to 5 Super Bowls, wins 4 of them, beyond age 37.
Right.
Mahomes has time to count him out. It's a little stupid.
I mean, and you know the stat. It took him 10 years to get back to it. I don't think it's going to take Patrick Mahomes 10 years to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and his comments by the passing game coordinator, Joe Blamire, I don't know if you saw those.
I didn't see him.
Where he said that it was kind of making the rounds, and he had said it in ESPN and did an article on it, and it says, quote, having Patrick Mahomes, it makes it much more stressful, Chiefs passing game coordinator Joe Blamire said. You feel like the burden as a coach and as you're putting a game plan together to not waste his abilities, to not go through a season you don't give him the opportunity, to not screw it up as a coaching staff. So rather than feeling just unbridled excitement for we could do anything, it's actually like more terror. Like we cannot be the reason we screw up this guy. You can't have that attitude, man. Terror. No, that's a joy. Sure. A terror is like he's having Zach Wilson, the quarterback. It's not having Patrick Mahomes. You can't look at anything as a terror. I'm sure those are honest comments. I just don't make them.
No, and I believe the Chiefs have to get back to using Patrick Mahomes' best attribute, his arm. They got to figure out a way to do it, and we saw a little bit of that. I mean, heck, we saw it on during training camp, right, with Xavier Worthy. We saw a little bit of that in garbage time of the game. Yes, it was garbage time, but it was great to see Mahomes air out the ball again, and they got to figure out obviously they got to retool left tackle. That's priority number one. You got to figure that out, but you got to give Patrick Mahomes the chance to beat you with his God-given right arm, and until they do that, it's going to be tough sledding.
The way I look at it in the game plan, it was on turf. It was indoors. This is where Mahomes excels. He's 11-0 in domes, by the way, before that. Yeah. 26 touchdowns, 3 picks in a dome. Guy's insane in a dome. And you mentioned St. Joe. Call them St. Joe Chiefs. That was a different-looking Chiefs. Every day you're getting clips and videos, and I'm sure on the newscast, of Xavier Worthy bomb, Hollywood Brown bomb. But when he's hurt in the first preseason game, they had this totally shift who and what they are as an offense to not be the offense from St. Joe. Because that St. Joe offense I thought we were going to see, we didn't see it.
No, we didn't see it. And you got to give credit to Fangio. He had never beaten Patrick Mahomes as a coordinator or a coach. And his game plan, as you said, without rushing, I looked up on the board one time and I forgot who was providing the stats, but they had a 52.4 pressure rate and they hadn't blitzed yet. So the front four really got home. And the game plan, it wasn't a very good game plan from Coach Reid. The first 15 didn't work. I don't know how fast they threw that in a trash can, but it couldn't have been fast enough.
First 15 was brutal.
It didn't work. They need
23 yards in the first half.
I know. They need more slants. Get the ball out quicker.
They didn't even cross the 50 till halfway through the third quarter or something like that.
It was the bleakest performance I've seen.
The first 5 possessions were, 3 punts and 2 picks?
Yeah. And it wasn't Barkley that hurt them. They got the Super Bowl because of Barkley. And they did. They contained running backs all year.
Yeah.
All the best running backs. I had the numbers for, like, you know, Derrick Henry barely got it. Alvin Kamara barely any yard. Bijan Robinson was like 2 yards a carry against the Chiefs. They'd done very well against running backs. But obviously, Nick Sirianni, I said this to Sunday, Drew. You might remember this. I talk about kind of being underrated. He does win at a 71% clip, which is better than any active coach.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, I felt, was underrated. This was a damn good football team, man. Felt this way the whole time watching the NFC. People were talking about the Lions and blah, blah, blah. Eagles are the better team.
Well, their defense was certainly better, and they showed it. And they hit in all their draft picks. Roseman did a great job. So, I mean, we should have seen it coming. In retrospect, making the picks and breaking down the game, you should have seen this coming a little bit. Maybe not to the extent that they got beat, but maybe a little tougher game than we all expected. We've all seen Patrick Mahomes down 10, but this was a different feel when they got down 10. It felt like 20.
A lot of times you go to seven straight AFC title games, the end of the Super Bowl, and I mentioned – Mahomes has been to 5 Super Bowls in 7 seasons now. That's a 71% clip. That beats 71% of his season. He's in the Super Bowl,
which is ridiculous insanity
to even be there. But he played a lot of games. It wears and tears. Just like what Kelsey was talking about with his brother on that podcast. You're playing those extra games. Like, that part's true. Like, mm-hmm. that part wears on you. That part Mahomes sees. That part Chris Jones sees. James Winchester, the greatest of all time, had a chance for his 4th ring and didn't get it. But that's what these guys see, playing all these extra games that kind of came back. If you're Kelsey, what do you do? Obviously, it behooves the Chiefs to get away from that money.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go out like that. I listened to it. It sounded like he's going to be gone, which it's probably better sense for the Chiefs to move forward with a different tight end because of the money. But, man, I understand you don't want to go out like that, but there's no guarantees in football and life. There's no guarantees. You could end up in IR. And you don't want to go out that way.
No.
It's better losing the Super Bowl than a wild card round. So you got to be 100% in it to play football. You got to be 100% in with what you want to do before you do it. If he decides, hey, I'm going to play football, 100% in, locked in, because if you don't, you're going to get hurt.
Well, and that's what he said at the end of his soundbite, that long 2.5 minute or whatever answer he gave Jason. And that's what caught me. Is like, I don't know if I can do it for myself and for my teammates at this point. Man, his tone changed big time. During the week of Super Bowl media availability, 3 more years, man. I'm all in.
He probably wanted to play it that way so it didn't look like it was, quote, his last game.
Maybe
to
so.
Put the attention on him, I understand.
But from the answer he gave his brother, if you had to put some odds on it, it seems like he's leaning toward walking away.
I might have told the team in his speech he gave him the night before, like, hey, guys, don't say anything, but this is my last game.
Who knows? We'll see. We'll know soon, right? March 14th.
Yeah, he's got to make it. That's smart, because that Chiefs need to figure out the draft, because tight end class in the draft is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to have to trade up to get the elite ones in Tyler Warren. That's the Brock Bowers of this draft class. They're going to have to trade up, but they're going to have to make a decision. There's holes to go, and I do want to talk to you about that. We'll do that about 1:30. Drew, did you... You've been to the Super Bowl before. You've been to the Vegas one and stuff like that.
I didn't go to the game, but I was there for the week, yes.
But it sounds like you guys have been good luck. Every time you guys have gone
Alex
as a show,
Cody,
they've won.
On Monday, Alex and Cody were very vehement in saying, from now on, you can't blame us for them losing. you got to talk to the boss. We need to be there, apparently.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't have mattered in this game.
I don't think it would have either, Rob.
And I know
I
those
agree.
Guys were joking. But
yes, of course.
It always cracks me up, though, when, like, fans or whatever email, like, if one of us picks against the Chiefs during the week. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're not going to win every game. And I'm sorry, I don't.
Chances are better off picking the win because you're going to be more
true,
right than wrong.
But, like the Buffalo week, a couple of us picked the Chiefs to lose during the regular season. That's what happens. They lose to Buffalo in the regular season, and they won in the playoffs. We all know the drill, but I don't have the hubris to believe anything I say or do affects the game whatsoever.
No.
None.
No.
Zero.
You mean like a no-hitter mentioning it?
That's so stupid to me, man. I don't believe in jinxes. I don't believe in the broadcaster jinx. Oh, he's made 29 straight field goals, and then he misses one.
Misses.
Those are called odds and statistics. It's going to bite you at some point.
It's good.
Totally agree. It wouldn't have made a difference. That Eagles team was.
Yeah, they were on a mission, man.
Well, they get a chance at them next year in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They're hosting it, right? Is Ted Arrowhead, if I remember?
I think so. I haven't really looked at the schedule that much. Other than,
I don't know.
I know the Cowboys are on their schedule, and I'm thinking they're going to play them on Thanksgiving.
You know they are.
You think they will, right?
You know they're going to play on Thanksgiving. I mentioned earlier, like, the NFL's not going to do it. But if I'm the Chiefs, I'm like, okay, we were your first game on Netflix. We were your first game on Amazon. We were your first playoff game on Peacock.
Yeah.
We played 11 or 3 games in 11 days. And I know 3 other teams did it. So did you. And you've had to play all these extra games. 4 of the top 5 highest rated things on television were Chiefs games. Highest rated Super Bowl ever. Whether you want them to win, and most people want them to lose, They're still bringing in
there's a lot of hate watching out there outside of Chiefs Kingdom, man.
Did you find that hate a lot when you're walking around? Did they know your Chiefs?
When we were at Bourbon Street for a couple of days doing live remotes and just getting interviews, I mean, there were more Eagles fans in New Orleans than Chiefs fans by far. And maybe it's because they were louder. I mean, we know the Eagles fans there can be a bit obnoxious at times, right? Yeah. Bourbon Street, when the booze is flowing, I mean, you heard that "Fly Eagles, fly" chant and the song,
and they misspell it. Every time they say it.
Some folks are struggling trying to spell that by the end of the night.
Eagles.
They wouldn't do well on Wheel of Fortune, but yeah, they were out there, man. They were loud, and they were—I mean, they were all confident. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, it looked like it was a ton of. And here's the thing, too, when people are talking about the amount of Chiefs fans down there or whatever, but here's the thing. When you've been the five, and I know COVID kind of screwed things up a little bit for people, but you've got to make a decision with your household. What are you going to go do? Because it's not cheap.
No
for hotel,
goodness,
airfare,
gracious,
even driving.
Cheap. No.
And the tickets, like, you can't go to all of them if you really wanted to. I know a lot of people just go down there and be around the scene or whatever, but I understand why Chiefs fans may have not gone as much times as others because you can't keep doing it.
No, it's expensive. I mean, we saw the Eagles fans all week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all week. And obviously, the closer you get to the game, the more came. But Friday, Saturday, kind of the sweet spot when all the Chiefs people came in because of that reason. I mean, you can't spend four extra days in New Orleans after going to the Super Bowl the last 3 to 4 years. I mean, heck, our hotel was for a week was like $3,400 just for one person.
For one person?
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
And that was the media rate hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know some folks switched hotels because they got a decent, like $249 or whatever.
$3,400 for a week for one person.
I know. That's crazy. Some folks switched hotels because they got a decent rate during the week, but Saturday night, Friday night, hotels were about $800 a pop.
Hmm. TV's good, man.
Well,
TV, some beer.
It's a good thing we had the Super Bowl because hopefully our sales folks made enough to cover our expenses and all of John Holt's bills from Bourbon Street.
That's Rob Collins, Fox 4 Sports Director, with us, Drew Nixon, Jay Binkley. Come back more. What we call Fan Club next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And welcome back. It's the only club I will be at on Valentine's Day. Jay Binkley.
Me too. I'll be at the club in my living room.
Rob Collins from Fox 4. Drew Nixon here as well. What are you making tonight, you see?
I'm not sure yet. I'm going to text my wife when I leave here. Probably steaks or chops or something like that.
Sounds like a good Texas Roadhouse delivery night.
Oh, there you go. Waffle House for you, right?
Yeah. They do reservations. I was surprised.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I had no idea. I get emails from Waffle House.
Of course you do, Binkley.
And it said, make your reservation.
No way.
At participating locations. So I
did
called
you?
And no, I didn't. I should go ahead and do it because Drew doesn't want to go with his wife, which I think is incredibly unfortunate. It's only their third anniversary. I mean, why the hell not? He's going to be at Smokehouse, so he's go up a couple miles here at the Waffle House. But I was thinking about taking the text line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just inviting six or eight folks.
Taking the text line to the Waffle House with me.
Oh, sure. Speck will pay for it. You'd be good.
I mean, it is the perfect thing to do on Valentine's Day is go to the Waffle House. I'm trying to get Drew to do it because I think it's a winner. But I think if you make a steak, would you grill it? Obviously, or do you inside or outside?
I'd probably just Gordon Ramsay style in the pan tonight.
You know what? Believe it or not, air frying steaks isn't that bad.
You know, I actually
it's
did
really
that
not.
Once.
It's really not.
I mean, born and raised Texan on the farm. First time I put that in there, I felt guilty. I'm like, man, if my dad sees me doing this, but it worked.
It did work.
It worked. I was shocked.
I remember the first time I did it, it was dad. Like it snowed like 6-7 inches or something. He's like. Now it's just because I kind of took over the grilling duties early as a child because I love to grill.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I do because I can't cook worth the crap. But so we threw the steaks in the air fryer, and I'll be damned. It was actually pretty damn good.
Did you sear them first in the cast
the
iron?
Throw in the air fryer.
275 for 10 minutes.
It actually did the work.
It worked. I tried it once. It worked too. I used to go to Waffle House all the time when I was in college. Because I worked overnights and my dad was a foreman on a printing press for a local newspaper. And my job was to clean the ink trays and jog the papers. Waffle House next door, only thing open.
Always open.
So after we'd get the big run and while they were setting up the plates for the next one, we would go have some dinner. Waffle House walk in like 57 different colors of ink. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I was telling Drew in the SEC, Gus Malzahn, when he was at Auburn, he used to go there each and every week.
Really?
He'd always be at the... Waffle House. Rob likes Waffle House, Drew.
How could you not?
How could you not?
I mean, I like Waffle House, too. It's just that I'm not going there on Valentine's Day. I love Waffle House, I'm not going there on Valentine's Day.
I once did a date at the Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh.
Really?
And
how'd that go?
I actually had a listener say, you really do this. I was like, well, yeah, I do. I do what I say. It's nice because there's a million choices. Anything you want to drink.
Sure. Like
they had roller food. And not only that, they had Nathan's hot dogs. which are very exquisite in the hot dog world. I mean, that's a prime.
I saw Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Radio
Row. You saw Joey down there?
Yeah, he was down there.
Yeah, I know. Bob tried to call me one night because he had Joey right there. Him and Dusty were going to call me for Joey, and I was like, I missed it. I was like, fell asleep or whatever. But yes, but Fast and Furious, because everything's there. You choose whatever you want, and you find out if they're a real one or not. Because if they throw a fit about it and they're too stuck up for it, it's not probably the person you want to be. So if they enjoy the Fast and Fresh, that's when you take them somewhere nice, like Chili's or something later.
Dating tips with Jay Binkley when we return right here on 96 Fan, the club.
Divorce attorneys on four.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I told Drew that about 50% of people fantastic. Do get divorced. He's made it 3 years.
There is a statistic that's out there.
Yeah, it's more than half.
Yeah, it is probably more at this point.
Yeah, it's more than half, unfortunately.
About 50% clip when I did. Especially when you get to 20 years, you kind of figure out what you're going to do and let the kids grow.
Say, how long have you been
married? Almost 25. We're pot committed, man.
You're 25, you're pot committed at that point.
Well, almost 25. It's too expensive for either of us to get out now.
You get kids
I say that kiddingly and lovingly.
And kids and went to college and all that good stuff.
Yeah, my son's in the Block School of Business at UMKC. Daughter's in middle school. So
perfect. So you got the kids in school.
All good.
We're at that age now. We're looking at bifocals and kids in college.
I was trying to read my phone. I left my readers in the truck. You know,
I forgot to bring them.
I know, man. That's why when I go to the store, I always just get a 3-pack every time. I have one in almost every room, a pair, probably like you.
Oh, yeah. Every room.
Every room. Yeah.
You got to have one in each room. Drew, you have any bifocals?
You'll get to 50 one of these days, Drew.
Hopefully.
No, you will, Drew.
Just don't take your wife to Waffle House on Valentine's Day. Then you'll make it to 50.
Will you still be married, though? That's the question.
He will.
I'm guessing he won't.
I'm guessing he will.
See, this negativity from you, Bink, is just...
It's not negative. It's just being realistic.
Hold on.
I'm going with the odds.
You just said you did. I understand that. But you're still being negative, even if you're going with the odds.
Well,
because when you get married,
when
you
play poker,
think
are you still in there for positivity, or are you looking at the odds?
But when you get married, you don't think, we're likely going to get divorced according to stats. But hey, you know,
this is probably dumb.
No,
my daughter got married last summer, and I had this discussion with them both, and I said, "Are you serious? Because this wedding's a lot of money.
Did
and
you really?
Are you going to get divorced?" Yes, I had this conversation because it's a conversation you should have. I was like, now you guys are serious about it. Because he asked me if he could marry my daughter, and I said no. And then eventually I was like, yes.
Were you on the porch cleaning your gun when he asked you?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Glock out of the closet.
Jeez.
There you go.
He's like, hey, I just bought this Glock. You want to see it? But now you have a conversation that, you know, are we going to do this? Or you going to end up like statistics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was this your wedding toast?
Oh, I backed off.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh, no.
When you had a few down, Bink, and you...
I may have brought it up post-wedding, but
there
I was drunk.
There you go.
But it wasn't around them. It was around other people.
Gotcha.
But statistically, they don't. I'm just making sure. You sure you're doing the right thing?
Yeah, well...
Because I didn't know what the hell I was doing until I was at least 30.
Oh, you got to have that talk. Well,
and then I still didn't know what I was doing.
Well, I got married at... I was 20 and about to turn 30, so...
So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Look at you now, 25 years later.
Yeah. Almost. Speaking of stats,
you're making steak on Valentine's Day.
There you go. It's hard to pick a winner at Daytona because of the big one. Who are you looking at?
Oh, I'm going Mike. Well, if we're going odds purposes, I'm going Michael McDowell.
Okay.
Common sense wise, I'd go Chase Elliott.
Chase. All right.
I'd go Chase Elliott if we're doing common sense. But if Drew and I are playing the long shot, because he's going. Are you going? You going Priest still?
Priest long shot. He qualified third on time alone.
Yep.
He's got the RFK cars. 4,400, I think. Bink, you said 4,400?
Yeah.
I think he is plus
4,400.
RFK cars are doing well. I mean, Briscoe on the pole.
Brad Keselowski's always involved in something late, of course, because he's too aggressive, but he's always up there.
So, yeah, Hamlin's pretty good.
And Kyle Larson, you can never go wrong with. Or no, Denny no. Hamlin either, because they're always
going to
be there.
Hamlin's very good there. So is Joey Logano.
I tell you what, I like a lot right here. I'm just looking at top 10s. Plus money for Bubba Wallace to be in the top 10.
Bubba's my pick to win it, I think, actually.
Really?
Yep. All right. Like Bubba.
Well, I don't know what his odds are, but he's plus
his
on
car
this,
was quick.
On this site, he's plus 125 to be in the top 10. I like that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I like Christopher Bell too, but he's plus 1,800 and Chase is plus 1,700.
Of course, though, like what you said, Rob, he's got to avoid the big one. If you avoid the big one, then you almost lock it in to get the top 10. And then, of course, you got a good car.
Bubba here is 22 to 1 to win.
Oh, I like it.
So, you know, might
so
be worth
what are we doing, Drew, for our little fun little
huh?
Well, gambling is state and legal in the state of Kansas. So, what are we doing? Are we going long shots or are we going with our favorites? Or are we going to pick both?
Oh, in terms of do you want to bet or what?
Yeah, we can do something fun.
I'm down. I don't even know if you can parlay multiple people to get in the top 10. I know it. So I normally use FanDuel. FanDuel, I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can on the one.
You're not able
either.
To double up.
No.
No, we got to do this privately.
It's got to be singularly.
It's going to be mano-a-mano.
Right. Oh, there you go. You could live bet the Super Bowl in Louisiana.
Who finishes higher?
Really? I saw a couple of folks live betting in Press Row.
Jeez.
I was trying not to because I was doing a whole lot of work. But once I saw that likely what was going to happen, I'm like, oh, man.
Well, I think people look at it wrong, too. Like, you're from Texas. It's like you cover a team, but it doesn't mean you have to be a homer for a team.
No,
oh,
I mean,
of course not.
If
you cover a
team. If I think they're going to lose, I will say I think they're going to lose. And
yeah.
If like I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, well, was right.
We're not weathermen, so it doesn't matter if we called for 6 inches.
I mean,
snow,
trust me, I want the Chiefs to win. It makes all of our jobs easier. It makes more fun.
Everybody's happy.
Everything's great.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just not the case.
You get more time than the weather people?
No, never.
Even during the Super Bowl, I think you did.
Maybe during the Super Bowl because we were on in every show every day for 9 straight days or whatever.
With the
it was.
Pending weather coming up here, they got to be getting a lot of time.
Could you imagine?
They got to be getting a lot of time.
I know Philly's doing their parade now, but can you imagine doing that right now?
Oh no.
Would be.
Well, they weren't even going to do a traditional parade, were they?
No, it was going to be a little bit different than last year just because of what
they
happened
at the rally.
Yeah, but still.
They would have definitely bumped it back from, because normally Wednesday would have been the day when, and Wednesday we got all the snow overnight and stuff. So
I think the NFL gives you 2 days, Wednesday and or Thursday. So
So they're having their big parade right now?
Yeah.
On Philly? I'm sure that'll go smooth. There'll be no arrest at that thing.
No, I've already seen some of the stuff from out there.
And what is it?
They had a pig, I guess, essentially. They roasted a pig or cooked a pig, essentially, and had the number 15 on it, and they were doing all kinds of stuff.
Well, we saw them burning Kermit after the game on Bourbon Street.
I saw that
one. And then the night before the game or 2 nights before, I can't remember. It's kind of all a blur. I saw Philly fans on Bourbon Street trying to take out street signs and the poles, not just the sign. Taking out the pole, I'm thinking, bro, do you know how many National Guard people are over here with rifles?
That's yeah, really.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, not a good decision.
No.
Jeez.
But, I mean, live it up. Who knows? You never know when you get back.
You don't, but, I think, you think Kansas City would ever be a good spot for the Super Bowl? I know that there was talk when Lamar Hunt was still alive, and they, you know,
I mean, they got to get a dome first.
Yeah,
they do, or
the rolling roof. If the rolling roof passed, there was talks. They were
sure
supposed to get one. I don't know if they did. They were given the first Thanksgiving night game to placate them. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as things concerned,
it's just
infrastructure
question.
Infrastructure,
I mean,
the hotels,
all these
proximity.
People.
Yeah,
I mean, because if you had, obviously, you would have it at Arrowhead.
Because Jacksonville had one, and people were. Throwing a fit.
Yeah, yeah. But you would imagine they would have all the media stuff downtown, convention center, you know, probably area, which would be fine, but it's still kind of hard to get everybody in there. So, you know, parking, all that stuff. Because, like I said, there were 6,000 media credentials for the Super Bowl.
Are you ready to go to St. Joe in like another week?
No, I'm not, man. I got to football out a little bit, honestly.
Like, there's no offseason. Like, we had the draft. We had the combine this month.
I know. I mean,
this month,
for us in sports, there's really no offseason in Kansas City. I just left Sporting Kansas City Media Day when I came here. So, and by the way, Sporting Kansas City does the best Media Day out of anybody in the city.
They have whiskey?
I haven't looked at my gift bag, but in years past, whomever they sponsor with their alcohol, they sometimes give you a bottle. So
even better.
We've had Rieger, kinds of good stuff there. But no, those guys are so nice, and everyone's available. They feed you. You know, that's big for media. You know, how it is.
It's free food, because everybody eats donuts, but not the, like, fruit.
Yeah, and they give you a gift bag, and everybody's accommodating. It's great. I'll tell you what everyone said today from the players and coaches. Like, they got a lot of new guys, right? A lot of the older
guys. Sounds optimistic.
Yeah, it sounds optimistic, but they're preaching a little patience. It's going to take time for this team to get gelled together, all the new guys to come in. They got, you know, they're designated players and players from other teams who are coming in. They're very, very young, especially in the goalie area. They may have the youngest collection of goalies in the MLS. So it's going to take a little bit of time. And, you know, they start with Messi and Miami, right? So right out of the chute, man, they got a big one. But I think they'll be good. Vermes, the manager of Vermes, talked a lot about
it. He's got to go farther, Sporting or the culture. Royals.
I think the Royals are making the playoffs.
Well, Sporting?
I don't know that yet. Okay. Ask me in a month to see how this team gels.
It's media day today, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, come on, man. I don't know.
We talked about that a little bit yesterday, Alex and I did, about some of the Royals' expectations and all that stuff. And there were some people that were saying that that it's ALCS or bust, and I was thinking...
That's a little too much.
Man, because a bad and disappointing season is a little bit different. A bad season would be, I think, 75 wins or less. Like, that's a bad season. If they miss the playoffs, but they win 85 games... It's disappointing, but I don't think it's...
Yeah.
It's not a bad season if they win 85 games again and they don't make it.
It's expectations. Well, it's like if the Chiefs didn't make the AFC title game,
we'd all be
disappointed. Would people freak out?
Oh, sure they would.
Yeah, and beforehand, like I went 21 years before they won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's how bad it used to be.
I mean, before this run, you'd have to be our age to even remember the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one.
21 years, and they made the AFC title game that one year in 94 and fell apart in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like almost used to the Chiefs on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I'll take 85 games now for the Royals, Drew. I think everybody would. And in that division, probably going to win it. I mean, you got to worry about Cleveland right now as it looks. But other than that.
Detroit, I think Detroit's coming on too.
Yeah.
That was a team that came on strong last year.
That's true.
A lot of young talent. Yeah. Well, we have pitchers and catchers have already reported.
Yep.
Yeah, we're getting down to it. It's spring training time.
Full squad the 17th. Vern will be down there checking it out. He'll be down. I talked to him. He's very excited. He'll be talking. I look forward to seeing him, man. And see some Bobby Witt. Let's turn the page, man. That's what people got to do. They got to turn the page. Well, I recommend people watch NASCAR. That's what Drew was saying. You got to find something to pass the time. But that or PGA. Yeah. I love watching both on a Sunday. Watch that stuff. Watch some Royals. Preseason spring training. It's sure. Awesome going to spring training. One of the best things you can do as a sports fan, get into spring training.
Daytona 500 Sunday on Fox 4.
Daytona 500 Fox 4. Cheap plug. Hey, but I'll be on plug. Fox 4.
Yeah.
I'll be watching it.
I'll be watching it too.
I'll be watching
it. Hopefully there's no rain. Cross our fingers. Because
yeah,
it always seems to.
There's a chance of a little rain. Well, it's Florida. You know very well. From 1 to 3, you're probably going to get a few showers.
Oh, yeah. It just pops up and then it goes away.
We're less than a month from the legal tampering 2-day period.
Yeah.
For football. Yeah. Football's a year-on thing because of the combine, then the draft, then you got the OTAs. I'm not kidding when I say that St. Joe's right around the corner because it literally is.
I know it is.
When they play till February every year.
Yeah, especially. All right. We know they have to fix left tackle, right?
So yes. Left tackle, what are you doing?
You're the draft guy.
I'm not doing it in the draft because it's 31. You got to trade way down. Like you got to be at least
top
15.
How far do they have to get up to get a guy?
Elite tackle? Top 10. Top 15
in this year's draft?
Yeah, and I don't know that you wanted to put a rookie out with Mahomes, even as solid as they are, like Will Campbell at LSU or Kelvin Banks at Texas. I don't know if you want to do that with Mahomes. I look at it this way, Rob. You have that one quarterback one time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt there's going to be ever anybody better that's going to win the Super Bowls that he has. I don't think New England will ever have a quarterback better than Tom Brady. So you have to get used to expectations. Right now, you got a window with Mahomes. And I mentioned Steve Young didn't build his Hall of Fame career until he's in his 30s. He's 29. Mm-hmm. He's going to turn 30 this September during football season. You load up your best asset. You let him go back to what he is. And that should be your concentration, is that man that you're paying all that money to, that's the quarterback that's won Super Bowls. That's where it – you know, we're fine to receive. No, you're not. Because DeAndre leaves and Hollywood – which he's going to. And Hollywood leaves. You got Xavier Worthy, and Rashee Rice is going to have a suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do if somebody gets hurt? Like, you had two basically hurt the entire season. What are you going to do? That's why I still draft receiver. I give Mahomes his weapons because if Kelce retires, he didn't have that that kind of plan to keep throwing to.
And in a way, obviously, I don't want Kelce to retire. Obviously, well, he's meant so much to this franchise. But in a way, that would maybe change the mindset of the offense where they're not so much relied on Kelce, where they can go back to, as you call them, the St. Joe Chiefs.
St. Joe Chiefs, baby. I think Rashee Rice will take a lot of that dirty work, the stuff that Kelce was doing, because he was doing that a lot when he was healthy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. 4-6 games. I don't know what he's going to
do. But I'm okay.
With.
Defensive line, I'm sitting with. Wide receiver, definitely. It's not just one either.
Well, yeah. I wonder if they. Because, Rob, one thing that we've talked about over the course of this week is how they. Is Travis Kelce almost being a pivotal decision point of, If he comes back and they, let's just say they can't restructure, because we know it's like $19 million, I think, is what he's due for next season. Let's say he
17.5 cap hit.
Okay, so let's say he decides to retire. All of a sudden, that opens up.
Yeah, they $17.5 million. $14.5 million, I think.
Yeah,
they take a $2.5 million.
Over $5 million right now in salary cap space. Obviously, yeah. That changes. You can restructure.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I don't know how many times you keep going to Mahomesville, though.
If he leaves, then all of a sudden it opens up some extra space. Not a ton, but it opens up some extra wiggle room you have. Maybe you spend it at left tackle in a trade, and then you sign a guy or whatnot. But if he's back, it also limits you. It seems like Travis Kelce could be... whatever his decision is, opens up, okay, this is the plan for left tackle, for guard, for linebacker. I know one of the guys that we have on regularly, Matt Verderame, he covers the NFL for SI, says he thinks that they could re-sign Trey and bring him back. I don't know if that caveat is Kelsey's gone and Bolton's gone, but you solidify the offensive line. It seems like they can go in a multitude of directions with this offseason.
Well, you have to put yourself in the where the player sits. And I'm sure Trey likes it here. I'm sure he does. Mm-hmm. Trey's a big fan of barbecue and fountains and everything else we have to offer. But he's got 2 rings.
Yeah.
And you were a 6-round pick. Now's your chance.
Well, usually the formula, you get the ring, then
chance.
You get the bag.
He's got it. He's got the rings. It's time to go get it. You got to put yourself in his spot. Guard set the market last year. He's going to set the market.
Yeah. Not that they would franchise Trey, but what is it, 2021?
Yeah, it's just as much for right or left tackle. The interior offensive line making a lot of money, so yeah, they have to pay him a lot. But is that something you want to do, or you gonna concentrate on left tackle? Because guards you can find.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of decisions.
They got Trey in the 6. So.
And you talked about Bolton. What about Justin Reed? Probably not coming back.
Jaden Hicks seems to be that replacement.
Seems to be that guy. But there's a lot of guys that they have to make decisions on. So it'll be interesting to see what Brett Veach does for sure.
Yeah. I told Drew, I never forget Veach holding up that Lombardi Super Bowl 57 parade, the Eagles. Said this is what a rebuild looks like.
Yeah.
He had to. He had to hit. Like, if you're going to pay your quarterback that money, mm-hmm. you got to hit in the draft. Just like Brock Purdy's going to make making money. Well, guess what? When he does... when your quarterback makes money, everybody else makes less.
Yeah, I think the Niners' window's closed.
And not only that, we've seen quarterbacks get crazy contracts, but we haven't seen rings with that. That's why, if they're going to cap quarterback salaries or whatever, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm saying no. You got to be better in the draft because, you know what, they've been able to win and pay their quarterback. So they found the pathway,
the
to
formula,
do it,
as they call it,
and nobody else has kind of figured that out.
Well, it surely hasn't happened with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys though.
That was a day. What Dak got his contract? Was it CeeDee that got it on the first day of the mm-hmm. season?
Yeah,
they finally paid CeeDee Lamb. The old Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. They tired of him down there yet?
I've never been a fan of Dak. and I'm never really – I've obviously born and raised a Cowboys fan because I grew up an hour from the stadium, covered them in my first job in Sherman, Texas.
Football down there.
In 1995, I played high school football. That's ancient history.
Does that lead the news, man?
Yeah, it does. Ancient
Let's
history.
Go,
but
Texas.
The Cowboys are never going to win with Jerry in charge. Everybody knows that.
He says he has the brain of a 40-year-old, though.
Well.
Oh, is that what Jerry said?
Look at the age. He has the brain of a 40-year-old cognitively.
He was good in Landman. Have you watched that show?
Yeah.
Dude.
That's a good show.
That was good.
We played one of the clips, and you can – I mean, he was – I think it's when he was talking about working with his kids.
Yes.
And very, very – you can tell it actually was hitting him. You know, it wasn't – I don't think he was acting. If he did, it was a hell of a job acting.
I heard that he ad-libbed most of that. I don't know for sure, but that's
very,
what I heard.
Very, very impressive. You can tell that it's real feelings, you know, came out of that.
Are you expecting this next year? February?
Chiefs?
Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, how could you not? Yeah. They got a shot. I wouldn't tell them no.
What do you think, Drew? You excited about that?
I mean, I think, like we talked about.
What if they beat the Bengals in the AFC title game?
No, that would be tough. That'd be unfortunate.
I forgot to tell you, I said hi to Joe Burrow for you.
Did you?
At Media Row.
Thank you.
Like, hey, Mr. Burrow, Rob from Kansas City, there's a guy back at our place that really likes you. His name's Drew. He goes, okay.
Is that what he said?
It was a walk and talk thing, so it was not like I had any time at all with him.
Oh, yeah, no. He looked like a busy guy.
Yeah, he was signing a car or something in one of the media things.
Yeah, he looked focused.
I forget how tall he is.
Yeah, he's like 6'4". He's a better runner than people think he is, too. He ran a lot at LSU.
Well, Rob and, or not Rob, Bob and Dusty had Trey Hendrickson on.
Oh, okay.
And at the end, everybody was giving Dusty a hard time because he said, Houdet Nation, we respect you guys. And everybody was like, wait a minute, you said what? And yeah, we there is a cut of Dusty saying Houdet Nation, of recognizing the fan base. So
wow.
That was very, very interesting. I loved it. Not too many people here from Kansas City.
Dusty must have spent a few hours at Bourbon Street the night before.
Oh, they're living it up a little bit, which is obviously, if you go to New Orleans, though, I feel like you should, like similar how we, you know, when you go to Vegas, you got to go to a casino, you know, and hang out. Of course, you got to do the thing. Bourbon Street,
you got to take in the
vibe. You got to do it.
Well, Bourbon Street's got the casinos.
At least once, you just got to walk up and down Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
you have to.
Absolutely. While we're talking about, like,
I went there my first honeymoon.
While we're talking about the Chiefs competing, you know, about, I mean, making a Super Bowl, the division this year was one of the best in terms of competitiveness that we've seen while Mahomes has been.
Oh, through the 9-year streak, best in three teams in the playoffs.
I mean, who is, I don't know who you would take, Rob. I think, I don't know who Bink would take either, but I feel like Denver, just because the defense is so good, and Sean Payton, you know, we saw a little bit of what Bo Nix can do, continue to improve his time there. We know how talented Justin Herbert is, but it feels like we're almost, a lot of people feels like people are buying an excuse to convince themselves, hey, the Chargers are going to be good this year, when year in and year out, they're fine. They're not good enough to win a playoff game, or they just don't win a playoff game outright. Where Denver, I think
Harbaugh is,
it just feels like Denver is the team that can compete with them next year.
Well, Denver will be the sexy pick from the national bloviators looking for clicks to usurp the Chiefs in the division this year. You're going to see it. You're
going to see a half. They've
replaced the Chargers as the pick to beat the Chiefs in the division.
And the Raiders
will
be
Denver for sure.
They got work to do, man. They still have to get a quarterback. That's a problem.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the tough part. I mean, do you think that they get Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Darnold? I mean, I don't know.
For it.
I don't know why you.
I
hope they do.
But
yeah, they should. I hope they do.
Because you're in a tough spot. I think they're at pick six. Do you like Shador or Cam Ward enough to trade up? Do you want to even use those assets and then not hit again and then you waste?
I'm not wild about the quarterbacks.
No, it's Cam soft. Ward, the quarterback draft is soft.
And now people talking Jackson Dart in the first round. Yeah, I'm not getting it. I think Atlanta was
Quinn
smart last
in like
year.
The third round, Rob. That's what they'll do. You can go see Quinn Ewers play.
Go see Quinn Ewers. Yeah,
that's right.
That's good.
I'm sure Chiefs fans would like
Quinn
to
take some money and plays another year somewhere else.
I was surprised.
Cash.
Who knows, man?
Did Arch Manning just marinating?
We'll see.
Are you excited about Arch?
I am. I want to see what he can do. I mean, obviously he has the pedigree.
He can run. We know that.
We'll see what
happens. Manning.
Yeah, he's a different man.
And he put up some big numbers when he started for viewers last year. I remind people all the time, Xavier Worthy is not that one-trick pony like they thought. He led Texas in receiving yards and receptions in three straight years.
Yeah.
That's tough to do.
He's not just a 4x100 guy.
You can't do that as just a speed guy.
No.
I wonder if it's not even a pressure thing as much, because I don't think he feels much pressure. Because if you go to Texas, there's pressure already.
Sure.
I mean, obviously being a Manning, there's pressure too, but... I don't think he feels it as much.
There's no college player is more
pressure. I don't think he feels it as much.
Well, I think they played it right, just not thrusting him into the mix right away.
Yeah,
moving
I agree.
Him up easily. So
great stuff, Rob Collins.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Thanks for coming,
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for stopping by. I know it's your off day.
Irish whiskey, all good.
You got some whiskey that the club.
I'm glad we could have something for you to
fan club 96.5.
Do you like your nut butter?
Yeah, nut butter's fine. You know, it's a decent.
That means he doesn't like it. If it's fine, it's not good.
It's peanut butter. I thought it just said nut butter, but it says peanut butter chocolate.
I'm sure some folks would prefer peanut butter over nut butter.
Nut butter milk chocolate. Such a fine one. Have fun on Valentine's Day, Drew.
Yeah, enjoy Waffle House. Bink.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are wrong.
I'll make reservations for you guys.
All right, see you, Dutton, Rob.
I'll take the text line.
Coming up next on The Drive. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch you back on Tuesday. That's when we'll all be back.
Thank hey, appreciate you guys having me in, man.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.